Welcome to the latest on C.S. Lewis, a special feature of the Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis channel. I'm your host, William O'Flaherty. This is Episode 3, released on September 1st, 2022. Thank you for listening to it here on the All About Jack podcast. Check out the show notes for links to everything mentioned, and consider watching the video version on YouTube. Coming up, C.S. Lewis and the Middle Ages at International Congress on Medieval Studies, May 2023. Volume 15 of Zanzook, the C.S. Lewis Journal, recently released. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on stage in the UK, and much, much more. The 58th International Congress on Medieval Studies will be May 11th through the 13th, 2023, at Western Michigan University. Events include two plenary lectures, a wide variety of sessions, including two sessions on C.S. Lewis and the Middle Ages, sponsored by Joe Rickey's The Inkling Folk Fellowship. In fact, until September 15th, 2022, you can submit an abstract to Joe for consideration in one of the sessions. His email is jsrickey@outlook.com. Zanzook is one of several journals that focuses on or emphasizes the work of C.S. Lewis. Recently, Volume 15 came out. It contains an article by Charlie Starr and Crystal Hurd about Lewis manuscripts found at the Lanier Theological Library and posthumous articles by Bruce Edwards and Walter Hooper, among other material, including many book reviews. The general editor of Zanzook is Bruce R. Johnson. Between now and January 8, 2023, the Gilliam Lynn Theatre of London presents The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. See Lewis's beloved novel come to life in a production that has received rave reviews. So if you live in the London, England area or plan to visit by early January 2023, then be sure to go by Drury Lane to see Aslan, Lucy, Edmund, Susan, and Peter, among others, on stage in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Here's a quick look at a few other things worth noting. Holly Ordway's Tolkien's Modern Reading recently won the Metopoeic Society's 2022 Scholarship Award in Inkling Studies. I interviewed Holly about the book back in early 2021 on the All About Jack podcast. Inkling Folk Fellowship meets nearly every Friday afternoon on Zoom around 4 o'clock Eastern. Visit their website, inklingfolk.org, or find them on Facebook for more details. The Disordered Image is a website that is an image catalog of C.S. Lewis's English editions. Visit cslewiseditions.com to discover book covers of all the primary works by Lewis. Here's a book by Lewis that you may have overlooked. Out of the Silent Planet is the first of a three-part science fiction series that came out in 1938. It tells about the adventures of Elwyn Ransom, who is kidnapped and taken to a planet known as Malacandra. Here's a book I hope you have. C.S. Lewis, A Complete Guide to His Life and Works by Walter Hooper, has a great detailed look at the writings of Lewis, as well as containing an overview of his life and information about people he knew. Something new for this episode, a fact about Lewis that you might not have known. Lewis was famous before any Narnia story was published. The September 8, 1947 cover of Time magazine featured C.S. Lewis. He was there because of the popularity of the Screwtape Letters. At the time, his latest book, Miracles, A Preliminary Study, was recently released. Finally, consider checking out these resources I have online. A few years ago, I did a short podcast series called 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis, where I highlight a topic from the Screwtape Letters. Another short series I did back in 2012 is with Devin Brown. It was a five-part discussion of his book, The Christian World of the Hobbit. Finally, an ongoing podcast series that has over 20 episodes is something I call Essay Chat. I have a special guest join me to discuss one of Lewis's shorter works. I'm William O'Flaherty, author of the misquotable C.S. Lewis, and C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape Letters. Be sure to visit essentialcslewis.com to keep up on all the material I cover about Lewis, including how to find me on Twitter and the names of my various C.S. Lewis Facebook groups that I oversee. The latest on C.S. Lewis is a feature of the Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis YouTube channel. Let me know what you think of this episode by leaving a comment. Also, be sure to help me promote it by liking and sharing it with others. Plus, subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. If you have news of something related to Lewis that you'd like me to consider sharing, then leave a comment or email me info@essentialcslewis.com.